Okay, so I want to learn a little bit of Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer. It's found in Orach Chaim Simin Tuf Pei Tes. So let's begin. B'leil Sheni Achar Tfilas Arvis Maschilin Lispar HaOmer. We begin counting Sfira the second night of Pesach after Ma'ariv. We do it after Ma'ariv.
What Simin did you say it was?
Again? Simon Tuf Pei Tes, 489.
I don't get it.
You have it?
Yes.
Okay, so the din is that after Ma'ariv, before Aleinu, right, the Mishnah Berurah comments, you're supposed to count Sfira. You're supposed to count Sfira before Aleinu, he writes, in order to fulfill the din of Tmimos as much as possible. Tmimos, of course, is a requirement with Sfiras HaOmer that we want the entire time to be complete. But not only do we want the entire time to be complete, in deference to those who assume that every day of Sfira is a separate mitzvah, so we want each day to be as complete as it can be. So therefore, you're supposed to count Sfira, the Mishnah Berurah says, as early as possible. In the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah,
that has nothing to do with Aleinu. Let's just
again speak louder.
That has nothing to do with Aleinu. That's just
right. So again, it can't be before Ma'ariv because we have the rule of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Kodem. So you have to daven Ma'ariv first, but immediately after Ma'ariv, even before Aleinu, you count Sfira. We're not counting Sfira before Aleinu because Sfira is part of davening. Sfira is not part of davening. We're counting Sfira before Aleinu because we want to get Sfira in as quickly as possible. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Seif Katan Beis. Good?
I don't understand. I understand the preference not to do it before Ma'ariv, but I don't know why it would be a requirement.
So again, the din of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir is a full-fledged halachic rule. So therefore, I set up my halachic day in terms of Ma'ariv and Sfira. I set it up in a way that I first stop in Ma'ariv because Ma'ariv is Tadir and Sfira is not Tadir.
So if I were to count Sfira before Ma'ariv, that's fine.
Again, you don't say Sfira, certainly, but you're not acting properly. The proper way to do it is first Ma'ariv, then Sfira to fulfill the Tadir. That's the thing. That's a basic idea. Now,
isn't there like the opposite rule? We take things that are more rare. We do resus or something like that.
We do what?
Isn't there some rule that we should things that are shorter doesn't apply to or something? I don't remember.
I'm not sure. There is some discussion about Dairaisas versus Dirabonans. Whether we apply the rule of Tadir, that's a machlokes between the Pnei Yehoshua and the Shagas Aryeh. So one could argue that when it comes to Shema, which is a De'oraisa, so I'm allowed to do Sfira before Shema, because the rule of Tadir, Vashem, Tadir Kodem, only applies to two mitzvahs that are on equal footing. And Sfira is Dirabbanan, as we'll see in a minute. And Shema's Dairaisa, so maybe you don't have the rule of Tadir, but nonetheless, you still have Tadir when it comes to Ma'ariv, Shemona Esrei, has to come before Sfira because of the Tadir rule. So now, based on this, the Mishnah Berurah says you want to count Sfira as early as possible, also to fulfill Tmimos. Now, this actually has halachic weight. The question is, am I assuming that the real Zman of Sfira is as early as possible? Or am I assuming, can you hear me now, Gershon?
Yes.
Excellent.
Oh, good.
Okay, so am I assuming that the real Zman of Sfira is as early as possible? Or am I assuming that the real Zman of Sfira is not that early, but there's like a hiddur mitzvah to count Sfira as early as possible? That's the question. So in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, they point out some machlokes in the Achronim between Rav Moshe Feinstein and the other Tshuva Svarim. Very nice. We already spoke about in Bedikas Chametz, about how since the Ravid writes it by Bedikas Chametz, it should be Or La Arba Asar, or in the sense of the earliest time of night, when it still is somewhat day. So that's why we have to interrupt eating in order to be Bodek Chametz, because we dafka want to do it as early as possible. So if this din by Sfira would also be like that, so you have to stop whatever you're doing to count Sfira right away as early as possible to fulfill this din that Sfira should be, very early. Again, if you look, by the way, in the Bir Halacha over here, at the beginning of the Simen, at the beginning of Tav Pei Tes, the Bir Halacha has a discussion about Maira versus Sfira, whether the rule of Tadir applies, which is what we've been discussing.
What Simen are we in?
Tav Pei Tes, 489. You're with me? Excellent. Now, there is a large discussion in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, certainly, as to whether I pass in that Sfiras Omer B'Zman Hazeh is the Oraisa or the Rabbanan. The opinion of the Balei HaTosos is that Sfiras Omer is the Rabbanan. Tosos quotes in Meseches Megillah that for this reason, right after we count Sfira, we say Yehiratzon Shibunda Beis HaMikdash B'mhera B'yameinu, etc. No? We say that right after counting Sfira, because since Sfira B'zman is D'Rabbanan, so therefore we're saying Yehi Ratzon, that we should be able to fulfill the mitzvah Sfira Min HaTorah after HaKrevos HaKorbanos is reinstated. That's the basic Mahalach in Judaism. Now,
Yehi Ratzon means that it's D'Rabbanan?
Because Bizman has a sense there's no carbon, so we're not counting Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer means that you count after the HaKrevas carbon Omer. Since we don't have a carbon Omer anymore, so therefore the Sfira can only be Midrabbanan Bizman has a. And that's why we finish the counting of Sfira and we say the Yehi Ratzon.
You can't say that. Is he saying that whenever you have a Yehi Ratzon about the Bizman Hazeh, that makes the whatever it's talking about Dirabbanan?
I don't know whenever you have any Yehi Ratzon, but if I have this particular Yehi Ratzon that we're saying that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt right away, that Yehi Ratzon is there to show that Sfira is Dirabbanan.
So right?
After davening, after Shemoneh Esrei, I say Yehi Ratzon, Shibana Beis HaMikdash from Herav Yameinu. That's because the Gemara writes that after Chorban Beis HaMikdash, so Sha'arei Tefillah were closed down, only Sha'arei Dim'ah remain. In other words, whenever I have to have a reason for the Yehi Ratzon. That reason has to be that the mitzvah is somehow deficient, and we're asking for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, and the mitzvah will be completed. So with respect to Tefillah, we assume that our Tefillahs are not fully answered in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash. Right? Shlomo HaMalach writes at the beginning of Sefer Malachim, that all the tefillos go via the Beis HaMikdash. So our tefillos bizman hazeh, absent of the Beis HaMikdash, are deficient. Similarly, our Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh is deficient because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a carbon Omer, and therefore Sfira has to be Dirabbanan. Of course, that would mean that those Rishonim who assume that Sfiras HaOmer is the Oraisa, that's the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, they have to say that Sfiras HaOmer is not connected to the carbon Omer. If you say that Sfira B'zman HaZeh is D'Oraisa, so that means that although we have no carbon, nonetheless we still have a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Min HaTorah. This, of course, raises a slight problem, because the Rambam quotes the halachos of Sfiras HaOmer in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim. The Rambam puts these halachos in halachos that relate to karbanos. If we're saying it's not connected to a carbon, and consequently Sfira is D'Oraisa for the Rambam, so how come the location of these dinim is in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim? That's the question that everybody asks, and everyone and their uncle or aunt they give the following suggestion, which is that although the Rambam holds that Sfiras Om is connected to the carbon, nonetheless, Sfira Bezmanazes still is Do'oraisa, because the Rambam paskins makrivin afal bishein bayis. The Rambam holds that you're allowed to offer karbanos even though there is no Beis HaMikdash. Again, and then there's a whole literature exactly about how that works with respect to makrivin afal bishein bayis. There's a whole literature as to whether that means that the carbon is a full-fledged carbon, or even that carbon might be somewhat deficient because the Beis HaMikdash is not here. So therefore, for example, the Netziv writes that Reyach Nichoach, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds specific, significant favor in the carbon, Reyach Nichoach is missing from all carbonos after the Beis HaMikdash. Now, of course, this raises another problem, because the beginning of Zvachem writes that a carbon that you don't think, L'shem Reyach, L'shem Nichoach, is puzzle. And then the Netziv says that's why the whole discussion of Hakrevas Karbanos Bizman Hazeh only relates to Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach doesn't have Reyach Nichoach. If that's the case, so to answer the Rambam, that makrivin afal pi shein bayis is the reason why Sfiras D'oraisa today wouldn't help, because in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring a carbon ha'omer. Again, this is a little bit of a pilpul, but basically we assume the Rambam holds that Sfiras HaOmer is D'oraisa, but the majority of Rishonim assume that Sfiras HaOmer is D'rabbanon, and the Mechaber paskins that Sfiras HaOmer is D'rabbanon. I know that the Mechaber paskins this way because if you look in some in Tuf Pei Tes Se'if Gimel, here, turn to Se'if Gimel, Chevra. Let's say the shul, again, in ancient history in Klal Yisrael, there are things called shuls. And in ancient history of Klal Yisrael, we used to have minyanim. And at a time when there is a minyan in shul, so the question is, let's say the minyan in shul is davening Ma'ariv early. So do I count Sfira with them when they are davening Ma'ariv early? So the Mechaber writes that if you're davening with the tzibur, you should count with them without a bracha, and then later on at night you should make the bracha, etc. Now, why do I count with them with a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah writes and says, I count without a bracha. Why do I fulfill my mitzvah at that time, or can I fulfill my mitzvah at that time? The tzibur is davening too early. Can I get in the mitzvah? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Se'if Katan Tes Zayin that really the tzibur is davening during Bein Hashmashos. Remember, Bein Hashmashos is this time after, we'll assume it's after Shkia, after the sunset, before Tze'es HaKochavim, before the stars come out. So at that moment, at Bein Hashmashos, am I allowed to count Sfira? So it depends. If Sfira is D'oraisa, I'll say Suffolk D'oraisa Lahachmir, and I cannot count Sfira during Bein Hashmashos. But if you hold that Sfira is D'rabbanon, so then you're allowed to count Sfira during the Bein Hashmashos period. The fact that the Mechaber says that Sfira can be counted during Bein Hashmashos, and in fact, Tosfos in Menachos on Daf Samach Vav writes that there's a hiddur to count Sfira during Bein Hashmashos, because since Sfira requires tamimos, like we said, so you want to count as early as possible. You want to count as early as possible. So the Shulchan Aruch assumes that Sfira is derabbanan, and that's why we mentioned we finished the Yehi Ratzon, and that's why you're allowed to count Sfira HaOmer during Bein Hashmashos. I still won't make a bracha, because Suffolk brachos v'hakel, right? But nonetheless, I will count Sfira during Bein Hashmashos because Sfira is derabbanan. Now the Mishnah
Berurah. You say the bracha later.
So I'll say the bracha later on because the first time I count Sfira, I'm really having in mind that this is I'm only counting to cover my bases. I'm counting now. Im Timtzalomer, I forget. Later, I want to be Yotze now. If I remember later, so I'll be Yotze with the later one, because that is better. Why enter a Suffolk Drabbanan Lahakel if you don't have to?
Can you do that? Can you do the Maisa Mitzvah, whatever it is, and then say it's not really, it's just the words that I'm saying, but it doesn't actually count?
So the answer is you can, and I have a Raya. Simin Tuf Pei Tesa If Gimel is my Raya that you're allowed to do that. Right? I'm allowed to count, I'm allowed to do a mitzvah and make that mitzvah contingent. Right? We spoke about this with respect to the Afikomen, no? The famous Avni Nezer, who discusses that if your Seder is dragging on, that you eat some Afikomen before Chatzos. You make a condition that if the halacha is that you can eat Afikomen after Chatzos, I'm going to eat Afikomen later on. And that works, as the Avni Nezer. That works because you're making a condition in the mitzvah. And that's fine. Similarly with the Sfira, I make a condition with the mitzvah, and that is fine. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Tuf Pei Tesa If Katan Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah writes that women are pater from Sfira because in mitzvah sasesha is man grama. But the Magen Avraham writes that Bizman has had women took Sfira onto themselves as a chiyuv. However, in our country, as the Mishnah Berurah says, women don't count Sfira because they're likely to make a mistake. So there's a whole bunch that we have to unpackage over here. The fact that women are pater from Sfira, because Sfira is mitzvah sasesha is man grama, really depends on the conversation we had a few minutes ago. Is Sfira ha'omer connected to the korban ha'omer? Mitzvah sasesha is man grama relates to those mitzvahs that are completely time-based. If a mitzvah is based on something, and that something is based on time, that is probably not mitzvah sasesha is man grama. For example, Bikurim. Taisus in Baba Basra discusses whether Bikurim is considered mitzvah sasesha is man grama. I only bring Bikurim from Shavuos until Chanukah. No? But that's not mitzvah sasesha is man grama. That's just because that's the Zman of Simcha. Bikurim is brought at the Zman of Simcha. Because it's not totally in Zman, qua Zman, so therefore it is not going, therefore it's not going to be considered Mitzvah Seishah Zman Grama. Ben, excuse me, Gershon, who's that guy right behind you? Is that Ben Shapiro?
David Tennant.
Huh?
It's David Tennant.
Why do you have him there?
Well, he's actually my sister's, but he's camping out in my room right now. It's from Doctor Who.
Okay. So that, yeah. I apologize if I thought it looked like Ben Shapiro. You'll have to be mochel me for this one. Now.
You can tell him by his little magical sonic screwdriver, which, does not really exist.
Okay, so let's just go back. Right, the fact that the Magen Avraham, the fact that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim that Sfira is a mitzvah sasesha is man grama itself is questionable, because if it's totally in the korban, it's not zman grama. Now, the idea that women should not count Sfira because it's man grama is also very difficult, because Ashkenazi women recite brachos on mitzvah sasesha is man grama every Monday, Thursday, every time they shake a lulav, every time they hear a shofar. Ashkenazi women recite a bracha mitzvah sasesha is man grama. So it's very hard to understand this idea. I thought the best hesber for this is that the Rav Yoh writes that the text of Sfira HaOmer is you make the bracha, Hashem HaKem HaKalam, Hashem HaKem HaSlazon, Sfira HaOmer, and then you say Shehayom. The fact that I say Shehayom with the shin, according to the Rav Yoh, that indicates that the mitzvah is just a bracha. The bracha and the counting are integrated to the mitzvah. And because the bracha and the counting are integrated, so effectively that means that the only thing I have is a bracha. The practice of women reciting brachos, a mitzvah sasesha zman grama, comes up when you have a bracha, and then you have a separate maisa ha-mitzvah. However, the practice has been, it's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Mem Mem Aleph or something, that women don't recite Kiddush Levana. Why don't really women recite Kiddush Levana? Well, Chaora, in the worst case scenario, it's Mitzvah Saseisha Zman Grama, and they should recite Kiddush Levana. The answer is that women don't recite a bracha when they say a bracha mitzvah say shazman gram, and they only do that if there's also a maisa hamitzvah separate from the bracha. In a situation when there's no maisa mitzvah separate from the bracha, so then the pashta says when we're not make a bracha, that's probably the explanation. Although it's very difficult. And the whole idea of the Mishnah Berurah has that women should not count with the bracha because they'll make a mistake. The later Sfarim say, come on. Again, I could tell you anecdotally that guys are more likely to miss a day of Sfira than women. Women tend to be a little more conscientious about things in general, particularly something like Sfiras HaOmer. So I think the pashtus is that Bizman Hazeh women should recite a bracha. Now the comment of the Magen Avraham that Bizman Hazeh women accepted Sfira as a chova is interesting on its own right. This idea of Shavyuhu Alayu Chova is found in Halacha with respect to Tfilas Arvis. Even if you hold Tfilas Arvis for Shus, but Bizman Hazeh Shavyu Alayu Chova, the Gemara Brachas Daf Daled discusses whether Arvis, whether Mayriv is optional, or whether Mayriv is an obligation. Is Tfilas Arvis Rishus, is Tfilas Arvis Chova? And the many Rishonim assume, it's a discussion, Taisus and the Rif, many Rishonim assume that Bizman Hazeh, women have, Tfilas Arvis is Chova, because even though fundamentally it's Rishus, but Shavu Alayu Chova, that probably means, like in Reb Chaim talk, that the Cheftza of Tfila is Rishus, but the Chovas Hagavra was accepted on themselves. You can't change the cheftza of tefillah. Shavu alayu chova can't change the cheftza of tefillah.
So does that mean that it's a minhag Yisrael? So that's why we do it, not the actual.
So it's probably yeah, some sort of minhag. But I don't know if we had this conversation. It's the most binding of all minhagim. There are different types of minhagim. No, there's minhagim of my family. There's minhagim that I have as an individual. There's minhagim of my community. Right, Ashkenazim have a minhag in all Ashkenazi communities that we don't eat kitniyos on Pesach. Right? There are certain minhagim that are localized, certain minhagim are broader. There are also minhagim that have spread throughout Klal Yisrael. Like when we convert someone to Judaism, we say that you have to accept on yourself the mitzvah d'oraisa, the mitzvah d'rabbanan, and all the customs that have spread throughout Klal Yisrael. That's the nusach that we use when someone's about to go into the mikveh, or someone actually is in the water of the mikveh before they dunk, that's in the stuff that we say. Do you accept on yourself all those customs that have spread throughout the Jewish people? So it could be that davening ma'ariv is a custom, but it's a binding custom. That's a custom that has spread throughout the Jewish people. Something like reciting halal on Rosh Chodesh, no? The Gemara says that halal on Rosh Chodesh is a custom. It's a minhag, but it's a minhag that's spread throughout Klal Yisrael. Shiva Nikiyim by a woman who's a Nida, according to one version of the Gemara, is a custom, but it's a custom that has spread throughout Klal Yisrael, and as such, it is completely binding. These are the halachas. But basically, the Mishnah Berurah's quote from the Magen Avraham that women have accepted Sfira as an obligation is somewhat questionable. Because the idea of Shavu Alayu Chova, makes sense with respect to Ma'ariv. Because there's a discussion, is Ma'ariv a Chiyav or a Rishus? And people have a right to say, you know what, I'm going to follow that opinion that Ma'ariv is a Chiyav. But to say Shavu Alayu Chova about something that is absolutely not required, like Sfiras HaOmer, that's already, Sfiras HaOmer for women, that's already very questionable.
What about halal on Rosh Chodesh?
So halal on Rosh Chodesh, accepting on all of, you're saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. So I would say the halal on Rosh Chodesh, when we accept it, what we're doing is we're expanding the real din of halal. I don't have a right to say Shavu Alayu Chova when something is completely optional. What I'm doing on halal Rosh Chodesh is I'm saying that there's a chiyuv of halal on yontiv, and I'm expanding the yontiv chiyuv to apply to Rosh Chodesh. Now, once I'm saying this, of course, so this answers the kasha. Let's go slowly. The kasha that we asked is the Minchas Chinuch's question on the Magen Avraham. The Minchas Chinuch asks, how can you say Shavu Alai Yochov with respect to Sviras HaOmer for women? Right? I only say that by Ma'ariv, because there are some opinions that Ma'ariv is a full-fledged Chiyuv. Nonetheless, it could be that the Magen Avraham is saying that since there are people for whom a Sfira is a full-fledged Chiyuv, so consequently, you are able to enter that category of Chiyuv. Again, I have to get my son onto phone school now, so maybe we'll break over here. Tomorrow, I'd like to begin the system as follows. We'll learn some Musar at 9:15. Then I'd like to reconvene, let's say, at 11:30 to learn Halacha. Then reconvene again at 12:45 to learn Gemara. What I'd like to do for Halacha is another couple of days of Sfiras HaOmer, if that's okay with you. And then I want to do the Halachos of Bishul B'Shabbos. I also, the Gemara I'd like to learn is going to be the fourth Perek of Shabbos, which are the Halachos of Hatmana. Hatmana is insulating food on Shabbos. I want to do this for a few reasons. One, Daf Yomi is up to there now. Two, in terms of the rules of Bishul B'Shabbos, the rules that I understand the least are the rules of Hatmana, so I'd rather try to get them better. So what I'd like to do tomorrow, in Yetzah Hashem, is 9:15 Mesilas Yesharim, followed by 11:30 Halacha, followed by 12:45 Gemara. Okay, gentlemen?
Right.
You should have a blessed, marvelous, and meaningful day. Zai gebenched.
Tomorrow.
Huh?
I'll make sure to fight you tomorrow about that Minhagim thing.
Yes, you can fight me anytime you want. Okay, Hatzlacha, Kotov.